You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. For San Francisco Unified students, interactive online learning rolled out on April 13th. That's about 3 weeks ago. That's when teachers started logging on to meet with kids and assign work. Students now have access to Google Classroom, Zoom chats, and all kind of other online platforms. But schools had been closed for a whole month before that. So why did it take so long? KALW's education reporter Lee Romney explains.
The first thing you should know, San Francisco educators were not taking a break in those first weeks after schools closed down. A lot of them, like dance teacher Shona Mitchell.
Hi, dancers.
Were uploading videos to easy-to-use websites.
Stuck at home, I thought I would share some videos with you so you can dance and move and just get your wiggles out while you're stuck at home for these few weeks.
Like Ms. Mitchell, who teaches at several SFUSD elementary schools, most teachers were providing optional resources to help kids cope with being cooped up.
You start with the seed deep in the ground.
And you guessed it, back in March when she uploaded the video, San Francisco schools were only expected to be closed for 3 weeks.
Please stay healthy, stay safe, wash your hands, and I will see you in April.
Not quite. But there's another reason why those early weeks were all about low-pressure, voluntary read-alongs and breathing exercises.
The exacerbation of existing inequities that we're feeling each and every day.
Melissa Dodd is San Francisco Unified's chief technology officer, in charge of all data systems, devices, and more. Dodd didn't have accurate data yet, but the district knew that plenty of kids didn't have the computers and internet access they needed to learn online. Rolling out full-on distance learning assignments when only more affluent students could participate, the district decided would only deepen the achievement gap. The first hitch? Figuring out how many students needed devices.
Based on older data and definitely incomplete data, you know, we had assumed that it was around the 14% mark. The need is much higher than that.
We now know that at least a fourth of students in 3rd through 12th grades, which the district is prioritizing for tech, needed home computers, and at least a tenth needed help with internet access. But there was no way to get a handle on those numbers without getting in touch with families. Cell phone numbers for the neediest families often go cold. Plus, Dodd says,
students may have sheltered in place with somebody else, with an aunt, with an uncle, with a family friend.
The task of tracking students down fell to teachers, social workers, and other staff. As schools launched those efforts, Dodd told principals to get back to their campuses and grab all the devices kids usually use in class only.
Break down your Chromebook carts. All of the chargers and wiring are all like embedded with the carts. When you loan out a device, student ID, give them the device.
By then, Dodd was pretty sure that those devices wouldn't stretch far enough, so she ordered more. Enter hitch number two.
There was a major impact, and still is, on the supply chain of really all technology. Same thing with hotspots. Tried to get orders of hotspots in, and then similarly, hotspots aren't available.
Hotspots allow anyone in an area with cell phone service to access the internet. But in hilly San Francisco, they're not for everyone because hitch number three.
Some neighborhoods and areas of our city don't have strong cellular service.
And plenty of families who had internet access didn't have good enough access or bandwidth for an interactive video chat. So the district teamed up with internet service providers and acquired super spots that can provide a bunch of connections at a time for single room occupancy hotels, homeless shelters, and some public housing developments. But gaps in access remain.
I do think the connectivity need is still high. This is a national challenge and, in my opinion, a national crisis.
Here's Jennifer Siebel Newsom, California's first partner.
50% of low-income families and 42% of families of color in California are worried about distance learning because they don't have a personal device at home.
Some wealthy districts in California launched interactive distance learning right out of the gate. Other districts are just getting started. And in rural areas, lots of students live where internet access just doesn't exist. Even within SFUSD, not all schools are having the same success helping families in need.
I went around with five, six different people.
Maria Aguilar Osejo has two boys. She says it took three visits to her fifth grader's elementary school to get a Chromebook, and she hasn't been able to reach his teacher with questions. Her experience has been much better with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Academic Middle School, which her older son, Javier, attends. They contacted her immediately, she says, got Javier a computer and Aguilar a hotspot, and even gave the family grocery gift cards, everything, she says, her son needs.
To be able to connect them and be able to continue studying and educating himself.
Do you want to type or do you want me to type?
You type, please.
This is Javier having a one-on-one lesson with his seventh grade math teacher, Michael Johnson, on surface area.
Length times width. Perfect. Is that kind of coming back a little bit now?
Yes.
We talked about it a really long time ago, probably like 2 months ago.
The need is great. 3/4 of the students at Javier's school get free or reduced price lunch. That same ratio holds true for Cesar Chavez Elementary School. And at that campus, 85% of the 3rd through 5th graders have needed Chromebooks, and staff are continuing to reach out.
Via text or phone, since a lot of our families aren't connected with email.
That's Zareen Poonen-Levine, whose whole job is focused on digital learning.
Using technology to integrate with curriculum to kind of elevate the instruction.
Levine was part of a team at Cesar Chavez that started updating family contacts just before schools closed. For those families without devices and plenty still struggling to access the internet, though, Cesar Chavez started its own YouTube channel.
Since it is so widely available on smartphones.
Hola, amigos. Este libro se llama Pelitos, o en inglés, Hairs, por Sandra Cisneros.
That's Levine doing a read-along in one of more than 85 videos the school has posted so far.
Todos en nuestra familia tenemos pelo diferente.
As of last Friday, the district had loaned 12,100 Chromebooks and 2,900 hotspots to students in grades 3 through 12, and that effort is ongoing.
El pelo de mi papi es como una escoba.
I'm Lee Romney for Cross Currents.
Y yo, mi pelo es flojo. Nunca obedece a broches o diademas.
Lee is KALW's education reporter, and she's got some SFUSD tech resources. Check out her story online at kalw.org.